ain't nothing better than this. Yeah, ain't nothing better than this. Happy in love, that's what we are. Sucka, sucka, sucka.
Nope. Ready?
Give it some.
Stir it over.
In action.
Hello, welcome back to Mangela.
What's up?
Angela Manuel.
Man.
Man of the Mangela. Jela of the Mangela.
Uh-huh.
We are answering
questions
from fans. And this episode, mm-hmm. we have a couple more questions about our marriage and mixing that with our work stuff.
Okay.
So, this question says, do we have trouble fitting into each other's worlds as artists?
Oh, okay. No.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Because my world, you know, as a musician, really, she's been awesome. I kind of throw songs her way when I record them. That's about the extent of her involvement in my life.
What?
Like, with music. Like, my world. Right?
Okay, rephrase a little bit.
You don't think so? How much more?
Did you hear it? Okay, thank you.
What? I'm not saying anything bad. I'm just saying I make songs. I play them for you. You tell me you like them or you don't.
I tell you my thoughts on them. Yeah, exactly. I like it. Yeah, I don't. And then sometimes I try to rein you in a little bit and I'll be like, hey, do you really need to say this though? Or whatever.
And I'm like, yo, stop trying to freaking censor me.
Sure.
Freedom of speech.
But also we fit into each other's world as artists because I didn't do music before I met him.
Correct.
And then now that we've been married for 7 years, we've recorded
three albums. Two
albums.
About to do a third.
For me. For my character Bonquiqui. And
we found out how amazing Angela is at music. If you hadn't known, she's pretty talented in a lot of things.
And we
seamlessly work together. Here's the thing. We work together easily as far as talent goes. As far as who's the boss.
Okay, there we go.
It's a different story.
We work together well in the sense of when it's all said and done, it's an amazing product.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be freaking stellar with his commitment to excellence and perfectionism that he has. It'll be nothing less than stellar if we're working on something together. The problem is when we work together, we bump heads.
Yeah.
Because I'm used to being boss lady, he's used to being boss man, and then we have to like meet in the middle, and we both have strong artistic opinions. And then sometimes he likes to throw in, like, I'm the muse. I've been doing this for this long to, like, win the battle.
No, it's not that. It's just that, you know, sometimes when you know more, it tends to be a thing where you possibly could know more.
Yes.
That's it.
That is true.
If I were to venture into comedian land, I would defer to the comedian.
Let me tell you.
That just doesn't seem really hard to comprehend.
I do remember one time I wrote this joke.
Even though I am really funny.
I wrote this joke and I ran it by my husband. And he was like, that's all right.
Did I really do that?
And,
that doesn't sound like what I would say.
We were sitting on a plane and I ran this joke. I wrote it right there on the plane and I ran the joke by you and you were like, I guess, right? It was like that vibe. That joke ended up being my closer of my next hour special. And for those of you that don't know, your closer is like your joke. Like you want to land, you want to end your set on like a big laugh. And this joke still, till this day, I'm not doing that hour anymore. But if I do like a 15 minute set here or like a shorter set here, I always close on it because it's such a strong joke. And mira, this guy.
That just means I wasn't a demographic. Moving onward. Doesn't matter whether I agree with all the jokes or whether you like all the music. The fact is that I feel like we come together so well when it comes to our art and our marriage because there is a mutual respect.
Yes.
Granted, like there's a trust that I have with her because I am a genuine fan. Like a legit fan. Not like a fan because I'm your husband, so I'm your fan. But like, I'm like, man, I think my wife is so dope in everything that she does. And I'm just waiting for the rest of the world to see it. Babe. Hey, that's no BS.
Thanks, my babe.
That's no bullshit.
Thanks, my babe.
No bullshit.
That leads us to the next question, actually.
What?
Is it important to share each other's passion?
No. Yes. No. No. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Wait, let me make sure that I wrote
it. It depends on what the passion is. I think it's good to to share passions. Some stuff you have to like. You know, like we both like traveling. Hmm? That's a big thing. We both like food. Also a big thing. We both don't like fashion. Can sometimes be a big thing. But that just means I get to style you. And wait, we make that
did
work.
Did you just say we both don't like fashion?
Oh, I didn't say that right, huh?
Yeah.
I love fashion.
Like, wait, I was waiting for the joke. See, let me do the jokes here.
I wasn't trying to be a jokester. I was just making a statement. I love fashion. You do not like fashion. Yeah, so okay. In that, I help her.
So in sharing passions in marriage, yes, you want to have things in common. And I know that his biggest passions in life are music, fashion, and cars. So I'm not so passionate about fashion. Definitely not passionate about cars. But music, sure, yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, I'm there with you. But over the years, I've tried to get more into fashion stuff for him, but it's so hard for me because like he knows all the designers and the fabrics and the whatever, and I'm just like, I am wearing Target right now, Exhilaration. I don't care.
But that's a good thing. You know why it's a good thing? I appreciate about her, because if she loved fashion like I did, we'd be broke.
Yeah.
So it don't matter about that kind of stuff. As long, here's the key. If you can respect each other's passions.
There you go.
Respect it and not like look down on it. Cause I know some of y'all be looking down on the other person's things. Like if she kind of, sometimes she, when it comes to my cars, sometimes she'll be like, thinks it's silly. Or when it comes to my shoes, like what, $1,000 for some shoes? That's crazy.
Pause, but, so everyone else can say that's crazy as well.
But I end up reselling them for $800. So really they're only $200 shoes. Anyways, but it's, I feel like the point where it becomes contention, if there's no respect, like I get it. You don't like fashion. I breathe fashion. If you make me feel stupid for liking fashion or make me feel less than for liking fashion, that's when it becomes a problem, when your passions don't connect. But if you can at least be open to the other person's passion, wanting to learn why they like it, not if you like it or not, but just why the other person likes it, then I think you can win on that. Because she still doesn't like cars like I do, and she still doesn't like fashion like I do. But as we grow older together, she starts realizing why these things make me come alive.
Hey, you know? Is there any passion of mine that you don't like? Well, here's the thing.
Mexican food.
I was about to say, like, I don't really have
passions.
Like, I don't really, like, I love. Whoa, babe. Listen.
Open a can right now.
Well, okay, so
let's dig into that.
Yeah. Here's the thing. You have to define passion, right? Because I love acting. I want to be an actress. I want to be in a multicam sitcom. Like, I really want that. But am I in acting class right now? No. So does that mean that I'm not passionate? Do I just sit and study all the multicams and all find out who's directing multicams and who's producing do I do that? No. Like, does that mean that I'm not passionate about it? Like, so I guess that's where I'm just like, okay, well, what exactly equates to I'm passionate about this thing? Like, I know for a fact you're passionate about fashion because that's
why.
Because you study it.
Mm-hmm.
You love shopping. Mm-hmm. You take your time with it. You feel the fabrics. Mm-hmm. You look at it. You see the way all it's sewn things. And all that things. Stuff. Where, like,
so then what we're saying is, in order to be passionate about something, there's a direct correlation between passion and action. Mm. If there's no action behind your passion, then you're not passionate about it, and you have to just be okay with it.
Well, I am constantly developing a multicam, and it just
no. I know we don't. I mean, we don't have to make excuses.
No, I'm saying, is that considered action?
Yeah, you're doing something towards your passion.
Oh, here's one more thing I want to say to this.
Yes.
So yes, I'm doing something towards my passion, and something you and I had discussed like over the years, because I'm touring all the time, so it's hard for me to get into a regular acting class because I'm constantly on the road touring. And I remember you and I had a conversation. We're like, should I take some time off the road and just get into an acting class and like sew into this dream and into this passion? Should I sew into that? Like, because how am I feeding this if I'm constantly over there on the road telling jokes? And it was something that I struggled with for a while. Like, does this mean I'm not being a good steward of my gift of acting because I'm not studying and getting in and whatever? And it was something that would really like be heavy on me. But then I was recently in an interview and Eddie was there, and we were at the in Las Vegas at the comedy radio station, and the host said something to me. He was like, you know, if you would have got your big break in the beginning of acting, when you first moved to LA, you're like, I want to be an actress. If you would have like came out the gate and just book, you wouldn't have been writing jokes. You wouldn't have been doing stand-up, which means we wouldn't have been able to experience these hilarious jokes that you have given us. Whether it be the nail salon, or oi, sorry dog, or my joke about being a Raiderette, or my joke about our marriage, or whatever it is. There's all these jokes in my now 5 hours that I'm about to record, 5 hours of material that people wouldn't have if I would have just been acting. So if I would have taken the time off the road to get into an acting class because I felt like I guess I should be sewing into this, then I wouldn't have this hour or that hour and bringing joy to people. And so I think it always comes down to like growing where you're planted and where God has you planted and where you're flourishing, and not like uprooting that and being like, well, I want to grow over here, so let me just dig up this little flower that's flourishing and real beautiful and put it here and see if that works. So that's just me preaching to myself right now about passion, because I could feel myself starting to like give myself a guilt trip about, oh, I'm not passionate about certain things. But so that whole rant was more for me preaching at myself.
Well, the beauty of it is
ministered to somebody
else. The beauty of it is that in her trying to find all that, the answers in all of that, I fully support and get excited for her. Because again, I think it comes down to respect. Respect each other's passions, especially if they're real. And sometimes the best thing to do is just to be quiet and listen. And other times it's to spur them on and say, hey, you can do it. And I think through that, I think through respect and honoring each other in your passions, I think the passions can at some point cross over.
Yeah. Oh, let me do it.
Oh. Cross over into understanding. This is what you call a physical metaphor. I've never heard that term before.
Passion.
Understanding.
Respect.
Love.
All right, that's a good place to end.
I think so. Hey, respect each other, love each other, don't crap on each other.
Yeah.
That should be a t-shirt.
Like this video, subscribe to the channel, and leave us a comment, and
we out.
We out of here.
Shaka.